Suppose that they were too sleeping on this one guess. That's what would have happened. They were too sleeping on one guess. And Inami, so once you have two shlichim on one get, so you have Eidi, Matsui, and Lekaima. Yeah, that's the thing. But as far as Lashmo, you don't know. I mean, that's the difference. Inami, Medina, Medina, the Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah says that Nafkamina would be Medina, Medina, the Eretz Yisrael. There would be, you can say one way or another, you can say that there are Bikin, like Huda and Goliel, and therefore you might find, however, the people are Bikiyim Lishma, because it's an Eretz Yisrael. They're more learned, they're not from the backward areas. But that's another Nafkamin. Inami, the Aisha Medina, Medina Sayyam, or in the same Medina, in the Medina Sayyam, within the other city, like Rashi says, from year to year, whatever it is. So according to Rabbi, who says Ein Bikiyim,
is entering the conference.
I have to say before they next time, because I know that this get was written and signed with Shmuel, and according to Rabbi, there would be a problem because here you don't have to. It would be a problem because you don't have to worry about it, because in the same Medina there are enough people around that would recognize the signatures of the Ein. So now, the Gemara asks Tama question. That's the main crux that we're coming to. Because as I said before, the subject of the Shir has to do with Eid Echad, Naaman Bisur. Remember, one person is coming, the Shliach is coming. He's bearing, giving testimony, Bifane Neftom, Bifane Neftom. Liboy Trey. We should have two people. Why? Me did a Havia called Eid Yishum HaTeva. Just like Eid Yishum HaTeva. So the Gemara answers, Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin. Now, which seems to be a very nice answer. We're talking about an Isur over here, so Eid Echad is good. Now, the Gemara here doesn't say what's the marker of it. That's going to be the whole discussion in Rashi and Tesis, all they're saying. So the Gemara says, well, still, even if you accept the concept of Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin, when is it valid?
Is entering the conference.
Doing the gain chaticha, suffix shel chela, the suffix shel shuma. You have a piece of meat. You don't know whether it's kosher or not. You know whether it's chela and shuma, whether it's shuma means it's kosher. You know, say shmaltz, the other one is chela. It's restricted. It's forbidden. It's forbidden fat. The low is chazik yitzur. But there's no, he's chazik yitzur, because we're not sure. It's a suffix. So the A comes in mevara the suffix. Avo chokha di chazik yitzur de esesis. But hey, what's the issue that we're dealing over here? We're talking about being matzah and esesis through a get. Esesis. That's the havi dover shabeeva. That's something that has to do with a hayat. And the chavein dover shabeeva poz mishnayim. Where do we learn that out from? We learn out from Exhale Shabbat. It says, I'll be fine, 8 in Yochim Dover. And also, by get, where before the introduction
of Parsha, he's entering the conference.
Dover, we learn out. We learn out, if I make him Dover is Mormon, Dover is HSC. We learn Dover, Mormon. You have to have 280. So how can Eid Echad be trusted over here? How can you believe it? And Gemara answers, lo, the Bikiyim name. But he says, really, that we're not dealing here with an actual severe, rigid category of Isur of Esatish. First of all, the get really should be good without, you know, with debating. Is it the people Bikiyim Lishmo or not? The Klal is Reiv Bikiyim Hay. So you already have a Reiv, which is, so to speak, weakens the Chazakah of Esesis. But I feel, in other words, so the Reiv outweighs the Mir. This is the Indian of when you say a statistic, and there's a Klal of Linen Bosa Reiv.
Right.
That's a Klal of the Taylor, Linen Bosa Reiv. So Waves of Kiyane. So the Isur is not that categorically an absolute Ischazi Isur. It's weak. And Vatila Hameir, the Chayesh Lemiyuta, and either Hameir who was always cautious for the Miyat, Sam suffered the Dayana, Midri Gemirat. Slaving that writer get, know that it has to be done with Shmo, and they will be writing it with Shmo. They won't let it pass without being with Shmo. That's what he's saying. The Rabbanan who the Atzich, and the Rabbanan only, so on the principle, you don't have to worry. If a Shliach came and didn't say, Before Nechtam, it would be good. I ain't the king of Shmo, Roy the king of Shmo. And even if you don't say Roy the king of Shmo, Stam the safe lane right of Shmo. So why do we need Before Nechtam, Roy Nechtam? So he says, Rabbonu was Asher. The Rabbonu demanded that. The Hocha, I didn't run off the next thing, but in the next line it says, so why, if the Rabbonu needed it, why are they Mekel with eight Echot? I mean, if you're machma, why should be machma like the dean of the Torah? If it's a suffix, or you're throwing in a suffix, mishum eguna tekiwa. We don't want the woman to remain in a guna. So that's the whole point of it. But meanwhile, we have to go back. We're going to be chayk of the devish. The whole source is understanding of eight echad naman b'isurim. What does it mean? First of all, we're going to have to find out where does it say in the Torah that eight echad is naman b'isurim. And on what basis is, what's the swirl behind it? In fact, I'm just going to throw it out and I can answer it immediately. Is it because we don't trust the eight effort? That he's a choshut? Yeah, one person can be choshut. Two people, we're not, you know, if he's not meeting up and we say, we're not going to be choshut that two people are going to have like a conspiracy to say eight or so forth. But like one person, it could be Chashu L'Shaka, who knows? I'm leaving that as a Shaila right now because we'll come back to it later and all. And what is the marker of Eid Echad Nam Bisur? So first look at Rashi, which I've underlined, where it says, where the Gemara answers, why do we believe this Shaliyah? Who says the Fadim Nam Bisur? And that means only one person. We should have a Beishas Ish here. I mean, we should have two. And Rashi doesn't say why. He says, it's a fact. That means like this here. You don't have to have, at the time of Shita, two aiding standing there and say that this meat is kosher. The Shita does the mice of Shita. He's ma'am on that. It was done. Whatever he says, that's the way it comes out. That's what it's based on. And the same thing is with our precious Tumah. You have to have a certificate saying when the Yisroel was Mafrish Tumah, that two aiding were there, and it's Mafrish the Tumah from the pebble. From that which is, you don't need that. And the same thing by Nikur, you know, by Tabering, the Nikur Hagid or the Nikur Chelos, you don't need that. So, as if to say, it's an accepted thing, but Rashi still doesn't give you the reason. It doesn't give you the reason of Mukher.
The Hafrosha that makes, we that make, from the Torah, we don't know, maybe there need to be two people to make the Hafrosha. But you,
well,
have,
but
a better,
but
you have a better pasuk.
What?
V'safrala la'atzma.
Well, wait, we're not getting to that. That's the Tesis is going to bring this in.
Oh, okay.
They anticipate the Tesis is asked the Kasha directly. The similar that you learned the Gemara at one time. That Tesis is going to ask directly,
okay.
Directly this Shaila. Menorah. Rashi doesn't say Menorah here.
Okay.
You see in Chulin, Rashi, when it talks, we're going to have that Sugya too. In Chulin, where they mention Eid Echad Nam Bisurim, so there Rashi brings down two Sukim. There's a question right up to me, which are not these Sukim, not the Sofala. So we'll see how this all plays itself out. But meanwhile, Rashi does not tell you a person, a mother. He says, we know this, that a Echad Nam Bisurim, and you don't have to have two people in, like as if to say, it's Maishim before Yom. This is the way it is. They're Mafrish Tumah, they have Shita. They don't need a certification of two people. I mean, even where there's a Takana, where Shita Shnei Shachtim, does not mean we're making two Shachtim our witnesses. Shita Shnei Shachtim means that you have two shucks in there. One examines the chalif, and then he gives it the other one. And the other one does the shita. Then they reverse. After a while, you shouldn't get tired. The other one does the same thing. And you have one that does the bedika. Yeah. But that's not because of two. In principle, it's only one. Straight out. Now,
but of course, Rashi, it's a situation of trust.
Well, that's what it's saying. We'll see. Go further here. First of all, so the Gemara comes back and says, "Well, eight echon nemen be suing is good where you don't have a cheskes isa, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The eight echon has to be mevarer about where something is a suffix, so he clarifies the suffix. Well, you have a badai isa, the lo is chazik isur." The chela b'hachaticha isura gufa. This piece of meat that's in front of us, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. There's no cheskes isa here. Maybe, maybe not. But b'hocha, that's right. The eight echad is lam and he's mavar. He says, look, I know this piece of meat, but whatever his reasoning is, we have to rely on him. He says, it's a kosher piece of meat. That's all.
But he's not establishing the fact. He's only being mavar.
Right? Well, of course. I mean, but once he's mavar, that's the fact.
Okay.
Like this, we don't know what the fact is. We know the fact is there's a piece of meat in front of us. Is it kosher or not kosher? He's mavar, that it is kosher.
Has left the conference.
So Hoka is chazek. But when it comes to Eish, you have a previous situation of a married woman that's a cheskes Eish. The hak itza. You can't learn that out in Ishas from Tevel and Shita. Now he says another reason for point. The Yodon was Sachnan. Because by Tevel, the person has the power, whether previously or now, to be Mafrish. The person has the power to Shecht and so forth. So what's over there by the... By Heaton, you don't have the Yodo Lasake. Because even if he could write again, a new
get,
and she has to be able to accept it, you know, things like that. You have to be Yodo Lasake. See if a man and Lahore eat a lane. The aim double ever, the way Latir befalls me snai. And as you explained, the Yodo is double me moment. See, well, you must have ever told that by Ishmael. To see, because I'm all peace nine, made in Yokum double. The Sester Satan. So then he says, "Hey, the Yisrael became hang the Imachayzam." So actually, this is not a deraisa matter. We really have a rave over here. Whether we're relying on the rave, where rave people are became, rave people are became, or rave says, "Some suffer the diner mig megvira." That the tracely no, when they write Gitan, they will probably do everything right. I mean, that's a very important point. I can tell you just without digressing too much, sometimes where you rely on the power of being a mumcha as a sefer, I'll tell you a shaila that developed years ago, in a time when the brother of was the Av Bezdin in the Bezdin of America.
Mm-hmm.
The shaila came up the following. It had to do with the seminary. That the question was that there are not that many good seifrim that can write a get. You have to know how to do that. So the question was whether the seifrim that come into the Orthodox Bezdin, the real Bezdin, whether they could go to the seminary and write Gitan there from somebody that is a Masadir. Whoever the Masadir is, he might not know one thing or another. In recent years, I think he's still around somebody, Gershfeld,
yes,
or whatever it was. But he's not a... that is not acceptable in the Elam of Rabbonis as a person that is acceptable. The Rav Soloveitchik Zalarov said that he would only accept the get that came through the seminary if the Masada was Boaz Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Boaz Cohen, if he knew him, the big Talmud Chacham, and if he would be Masada the get over there, it would be good. That's the point. So now you don't have a Masada. You have the Sefer. Now, if the Sefer that I know were big mumsim, not only how to write, but it was Talmidei Chachamim. So the psak was discussed between Steinberg and the Rosh, the Chaim Lebracha, and they agreed that if the Sefer, when you pointed out the two particular Sefer that were the first rate Talmidei Chachamim, if they would go, they could go there, and they would bring their aiding. Their aiding, and who cares what the Masada? They would straighten it out to see that the names are the names, and the get would be written with more. So that's why I added Stam Sachs to Dayone, the real Sage Dayone, Nigma Gemiri. They can in the halacha. They know what they're doing. I'm just giving a practical application of what it says here. So now let's go back here. But we still don't know from Rashi what is the marker of Eid, Echot, Neman, Bitur. He just brings that we rely on by Shita, Nikr, Hafrasha, Tuma. So look at Tesis here where it says Eid, Echot is Neman, Bitur. He quotes Rashi. Just like Rashi explains later on. So the question is this, how can we believe Mashkitas after the Maisa? But before, since he had the power to do that, we don't find that you have to have on a train chaser, you have to have a godel eimer al gabo. You can only call a no sugya there by cunning, you have to have a godel eimer al gabo in other situations where we don't trust. Well, yeah, we learned last week about Mummer, you have to have somebody else there to do that. But where you have a trained shaykhet, you don't need anybody else there. Not because sometimes there's a situation where you can't rely on that raid. When? To gain, let's say we have a piece of meat, and it's determined that there was a shita. So we can't even tell by looking at it because the head is off. You don't know whether it was just killed and they just removed the head or anything else of that. So, or, he says, they ain't based on shita nikar. You can't tell. Sometimes you can tell by look whether some money were cut through. Although you don't know who did it, but someone says that. So, but since there was originally a biyodai, that's where we can rely on it. Now, Umar, Shonu, same theme, ala noshim, is an interesting thing, because that's debated in the first Tesis in Poland, there, where it says, hakol shachtim, and so forth, and the Gemara says, atzui mai, the Gemara gives different shooting, mumar echon adeus, let's see, oven, this one, that one, so Tesis brings there, hilfus eros yisroel, and the hilfus eros yisroel is a certain sefer from the time of the gaining, which says that Noshim cannot shech. They're disqualified from shech. So Tesis brings riots from Shas from many places, especially by Shitas, by where the Gemara is in Seder Kochim and all, where the Hakol Shas even includes Noshim. As I said, later on, the fact that we don't allow generally Noshim to shech is a different reason. Chayshin and La Lufe. We're afraid in Pashtas they might faint. They can't stand the sight of blood because to watch the shechita, I think it would take many men to a shlachter that they would see the shechita of a big behemoth, the way the blood gushes forth. They have, I would think, 3/4 and would pass out. That's all. That's a fact. I mean, others don't want to see it. They wouldn't be able to see that. That's one of the things I do not, on a personal level, I do not discuss the hill of shechita with women. If I have a women give a lecture to talk about, I say there's a way of dispatching an animal with shechita and everything else, but I want to give the details. Because, chayshin and lalufe, you know, they're concerned. They're shlach. Dyton kalos could mean, because there's a question, what does it mean, dyton kalos? The lesson is dyton kalos. What does that mean? So in the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of on the tour, when he talks about Hilus Shita, he gives two reasons. One is that Pasha don't pass out. Lalufa. The other one is Dyke and Kalas, they might not be so medagdek on the halachas of Shita, because You know, they have five halachas, shiur, drasha, chalada, agama, v'ikra, all of these things, and with the sakan, and all, they might not be so careful. So that the Beis Yosef gives those two reasons. Anyhow, so Alpha people here, Pesach is accepting the principle, in principle, conceptually, Noshin can check. Alpha people saying Yeda Sil Hashita. Although they don't know, Kaven should be Yoda Limlo, Lishay, they have the power to learn how to check. Oh, Lahaskir Achev, she is to law, get people, pay people, hire people that will check. It could be Yoda Dada. That he gives them that particular power. But still, we're dodging, so to speak, up to this point, dodging Pesach. Where do we know that, hey, Echo Naman be suing? So now Pesach adds, Nintayman, Minorman, they'd Echo Naman be suing. How do you know? We're talking about back and forth what is actual practice. So he asked Lema, and the Alpin and me neither. The woman is counts the Shiva Nikiyim, there is talking by Zava. By Isha Abin of Zava over there, she counts Shiva Nikiyim. And neither Midah Aisha doesn't count Shiva Nikiyim. All she has is 7 days. It's not a Din and Sphere. 7 days, but if she sees Dhammanat, doesn't make any difference. After the 7 days, she goes Sphere. Then, in the next 3 days are critical. If she sees Dam, then Shomeres Kenegad Yom, and she tables. Shomeres Kenegad Yom, she tables. She sees a third time in 3 days in succession, then she's considered what we call a Zobah Gedolah. Then she has to count a succession of Siva Nekiyim, 7 clean days. Any interruption of 17 days is safer. They have to start all over again. And what happened later on, the Gemara debates all these demons, and comes to Omer Abzela, the Noshim, the Hechmila al Achma. The women are Machma, they're a Machma. They've created this whole thing. Shehim, Roya, Kipa, Dam, Kechano, what do? It's Yosha, Yisrael, Yisrael, so fair with Shiva Nakir. They count Shiva Nakir. And then there's other structures of another 5 days before they start to count. That has to do with the problem if they were living together, the Shifra Zera might be Seisa. That's a different child. That's all the fullness of the Rabbanah. But the women were Machmer on that particular thing. But the Sofra, so that's why I always tell people why do we say that women are treated as you know, in a lower status? They control the whole sexual, physical act. Absolute control. Which is unheard of in any other society that has the macho attitude all the time. The husband, he has the man's rights. What was that? You see? But here, the woman's in control. That's what she says. I saw Tigger's dam separate. That's all. Kezim is helping. So that's where her aegis, the software law, Liatra. But we're not finished with this yet.
What?
So she's the aid effort. Although, and this is interesting, a woman as an aid, another deem of the tail, is not acceptable. Woman, Nashim, absurim the aidus. Apiikadim. Women and cannot testify, basically, in halacha. That's the whole subject. Well, a question of Messiah for the Tumor, that's the question we call. But I'm talking about as a dean of an Adus. She cannot, but as an aid effort in the Suri, so there she can. And we'll see whether that's a Bezen thing or not. But she has that particular the only cases where they talk about, even in a Bezen setting, about Dini Mamanus or other mices where women are acceptable, in Chesha Mishpat, they say she can testify in places where men cannot be. If something happened in an Ezra's Noshim amongst the women, it would say something, the Sahagadah, saw something going on over there, no man could testify, but if a woman, where no one else can be, then they will accept her. That's what it says in Chesha Mishpat. There's a lot of different things involved with that, but I don't want to get off on the tangent. But that's the chiddush of Eid Echad Nem Bisurim, that even where the person is not absolutely has all the qualifications of an A. It would be a Kohov. A Kohov is possibly Aedes, but if a Kohov says to his brother, this piece of meat is kosher, it's kosher. Though in another context, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, if he's called to testify in front of the person, he's possible. He's a Kohov. He's a relative. That's all there is to it. Now, the Tamer. So now, Tasis asks the next question. If you have this marker of a Sosfal or the Atma, in Kena Philis Chazek Isura, and by Nidra Chazek Isura, isn't it? Chazek Isura, she was a
Nidra. And it's the Dabba Zimayab also?
Yes, well, that's not considered a question of Eva's Dabba. That's a whole Shaila, that's a general conceptual Shaila with a Nidra is considered a Deen and an Eva or Samanisha. That's all. That's the way. The question. In fact, there's a whole in the Sefer, the Esman de Reisha, from the Gaon of Yosef Engel, he debates that point. What is, and conceptually, what is the deen of Nida? Is it a deen in Saman Isa, or is it actually a halacha of Erva? So, because, you know, by Erva, the result of a illegitimate relationship is Mandreva.
Right.
But if a person has a relationship with his wife or an Isha Nida, there is no Mamdev. Although there's an Isha Kodesh. So yes, but that's a Chiddush.
Right.
Although over time Mamdev is defined Halacha L'maisa by the Isha Kodesh. Like a Boal HaChesed, that's the Isha Kodesh. But a Boal HaNida, which is a severe Isha, but the child that we born out of that is not a Mamdev.
But it's
he's a pogum, pogum, like the Gemara and Fushi Gemara and Yavamas. He's a Boal Anida. He says it's not Mamza, I'm a pogum miyahava. That's the language that it says.
Pogum. A parsha of
what?
The Easter is in the parsha.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, but that's debated back and forth. Interesting is that with Yosef Engel and other Achreini, with Yosef Engel and other Achreini, quote the Sefer Kuzari, where when they talked about Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, so on the Bein Dam Ladam, because Kuzari uses the term Isa, not of Erva in any way. He uses that one of the quotes. When Rav Zevin has his monograph about the Sefer Kuzari, on halachic things that you find in the Sefer Kuzari, which is basically a philosophical sefer or theological, whatever you'll call it, there are a lot of halachic points in there. So he mentions that thing. Also, that he calls it an Isa rather than an Eva. So anyhow, so he's saying here, Eina becheskes tevoye kol shor. To be a cheskes Isa, you have to have what causes the chazokah to exist. She's not a chazokah that she sees all the time. Shiva, in principle, once the 7 days pass, she would be basically automatically Tehera Memela. With all this Chazik Yisur, the Gambi Yoda Ritpo, she goes feel it. She has a way of being Mitzakin that. So that's not called the Chazik Yisur. That's the point. So the Pesach brings the Makkah from the Sofer law. The Ramban in the Chedushim Gittin, also brings basically the same type of discussion as Tesis. First he brings all those markers, those statements that Rashi does about Aproshas from Nikur Hagid and also of Shchita and all. But Rabban at the end says that Yesh Meforshim. Yesh Meforshim. He doesn't say who they are. He faces Nishum Deceiva Sotra Lo Aliasma. That's what he quotes. So Rabban asks, the kashuli hosam is chazik isura. Shafil appears to need the emo benita. Oh, she yolda, after she's Isha Yoleda, she's like in a state of nida. So famously asu, the namanis al filosa. The nigra minor, let's learn out from that. We believe whatever she says. So he answers, he's how he answers. They therefore naman al fil is chazik isura. That in principle, they therefore should be believed in is chazik isura. El of shiny hosam. There it's different, because her Nehmanis is really narrowed down. Well, that's what the Ramban is going to say. She Nehmanis, he say the following. The Tanya Hotam, Shemitayas and Amenas al Atma, the Amenas Nami, in other words, Amenas Nami Labaila. It's only between him and her. Avol, the Shah, Adius Menon, but how about an article where you have to do with the whole public? Like a piece of meat. Anybody could eat it.
Everybody
could eat it or not. So that, where do you know that? So, Inami, also the Efter, so that Rabban brings interesting quote, which parallels what I said before about accepting a woman as an aid, you know. So look what the Rabban says. Inami, also the Efter, should tell the aiding the Psika Zivosa, the Nidosa. Can she bring witnesses that she stopped her flow? Who can do it? How can you figure that one out? It's impossible. But someone has to clarify it. Who's the one that can clarify? The person of whom is happening. And the Pharaoh grants, that's what he's saying. So, and what he wants to say, that's not a total good, what the Ramban is really doing, he's Pesach doesn't ask any kashas really on the Sofer Yashlan. That's it. The only kasha Pesach asks, maybe it's his Chazik Yisura, but it's not his Chazik Yisura because the 7 days will pass and all of that. The Ramban says that, according to this other Torah, that's only a particular case. There's no other way of establishing this case. So therefore you can't bring this as a high made evidence in all other places. That's an interesting thought when you say from the Ramban here. But now he brings all the tasteless tilsu. The tasteless, they said, the hosam the yodal sakin, shatisper the tidbol. That's what tasteless just said, we learned that. Alpha P Shane the Yodal Sakin Akshov in load Once you have the yoda, you have the power to change the situation. So the Ramban brings that. So Ramban comes back really to Tesis, saying that the expression of the idea of the yoda, but on Sphira alone, you can't totally rely because how else are you going to figure that one out? Now, let's go to the Sugya in Chulin, where they bring eight Echad Nam and Bisuin. Different marker altogether, Rashi is going to bring down. Yes?
Where do we learn that Isha Suma Latatus? I mean, that Isha is possible for
Atus.
Is it,
there's a Tatus in Shulish that says it clear out. When it says the Omdu Shnei or Anoshim, and the Diuk is Anoshim. Sometimes Anoshim could mean general, you know, but there it's specific. That's what Taisa says over there.
So
in other words, it's Taisa. That's all.
I thought maybe it had to do with consideration for Shalom Bayis that women shouldn't get involved in.
Well, that's already rationalized, you know. But the Gemara doesn't give such a talent. The Gemara just says, Noshim Apos. And the Pesach there says, where do we learn it? We all do Shneim Anoshim Asher Lehem Aviv. The Poshik. As though they're qualified, that's all. That's the point. When they want to learn out, how do they know that women are disqualified from a minion? They learn it out, Ada.
Yes.
From the Maragri. Nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel. Nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel. He bought on the soich ha'eda ha'vor ha'zos. And that's the Eda. There are the 10 Maragrim, Chus, Yeshua, and Kolei. There's Chorim. That's the marker. You can't do anything else about it. Of course, the question of the minion is the deen of, we say that minion is the deen of Rabbanim, but they learn it out from the Pesukim Torah of Baal Peh. You can't deny that. So that's why the Beis Yosef, when he brings in the Shulchan Aruch, when he talks about minion, he says, he doesn't say Stam Anoshim, he says Chorim. Use the word Zohar,
Very clear. Don't make a mistake.
Very clear on that. Okay. Now, let's take a look at number three. We have number three here in our packet. Just a minute. Got one. together. Yeah, not two is three is on Chul and Daf Yud on a day. Where the Gemara is talking there about a whole machlekes, I don't want to go into it, spend too much time on it, about by a din of Shechita there, where a person does a Shechita, and after that he takes the Saka in what he does is he takes the sakan and shiva bar a thomas. He's using that same sakan, the chalof, to cut bones, and then we look at the, then he looks at the sakan and he finds a begina. So that, wait a minute. So you say, oh, certainly the begina came from that. No, maybe the begina came shema ba'or. In order to cut through the simonim, you have to cut through the hide. Hide in some animals is quite tough. It could make a begima on that. Because the sharpness is so sensitive, anything can make a begima. Shema ba'or nivgah. If it ba'or nivgah, it became a sakam pogrom before he even cut the simonim. So it should be an avela. So what are you going to be doing? So my flake is there in the Gemara. So later the Gemara says, he's saying, and then he gives cases where someone checks a lot of behemoths, and at the end he finds, and he didn't check the sakan in between. So what do you do? You know, all the other behemoths are going to be disqualified. He finds a behemoth, it's going to be a disaster. Yeah, there's back and forth here. What are you tailing on? Are you tailing, in other words, it could be that in stamen of behemoth, either the sakan became pogrom on the ore, which means the shechita was not good, or later at the end, after he finished the shechita, he hit the spinal, the backbone, you know, shema b'maf etzem ha-mefrekes, in the neck, which is after the shechita. So that might make it good. So what do we tell? What do we do in such a case? And so forth. Uh-huh. And that has to do, if he sets a lot of behemoths, one after another, what's going to happen with the other behemoths? Maybe all the other behemoths will be in the category of novella after the first mice. You don't know what to do there. So the Gemara finally, they go back and forth to Kashas. So just skipping over, so you should have the Dikas Chochem all the time when someone's going to be shechting, you know, all of these behemoths. So the Gemara says, it's only because Kveidah Shal Chochem, it's not a deen in the Ether, in the Maisa of Shechita, it's the Chavad of the Chal Chochem. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, how come a Sheikhet, there's no rov around. He's already has his Kabbal and everything else, he's sat in the Shmachreis. He can go through the street. He doesn't have to call up the Rav. Look, Rebbe, I'm about to check. You have to come out and check my chalas. No, he doesn't do that. If the Rav or Masha comes in, then he's supposed to show the chalas to the Rav and checks it. All right. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, how come that the Kveidah Shal Chochem? So it says, Lahem Mochul Chachomi. The Chachomi were meichel once they give Kabbalah. There's a legitimate Kabbalah to a chair of the chef. Meaning they were meichel that he has to show it all the time to them. But it's considered meiser, part of the supervision or hanhoga in a packing house or so forth. The Rav Masha comes automatically to show the challah. But they don't show it, they're not required to show it to a stranger. So who knows what? Unless the Rav Masha says, show it to this one. Which happens. Tell you from experience. Now, what does Rashi say here? Eid Echad. Neman b'Yisuri. Look all the way down. We have it underlined on the lower left-hand column. Eid Echad Neman b'Yisuri. The whole Yochi the Yochi the Minto Taylor. Now, here Rashi starts with one pasuk. The whole the Zovach the Mikorachor or Mitonchor, and after that it says the Yochalta, and then there's another pasuk. The Shoch, which is completely a different place. The first pasuk is there, I believe, in Parshas A that he quotes. Now that's where we learn the Kan Zomer Hashem Lameisha Heichil Hashchita. It's Allah Lameisha Misinai, which have in Teresh Baal Peh, and which are not stated in the Torah what the five halachas are. And then there's another pasuk by Kochin in the beginning of the Yikav, the Shochet is Ben Habakar. the Ochlo Kain al Yadav. Now it says he will shech, whoever it was, like Aaron. I'm talking about the Kain is doing it, although Shechita is Ksheva Bazaar. Says in many places in Shas that even in the Migdash, if a Zaar came in and he wants to shech his korban, he can. He's qualified to do that. Normally, the Kain would do it, because Shechita Rav Aveda. It's not only Kain he must qualify for Aveda. Aveda is when he starts Kabbalah the Eilach, when the Mekabal the Dam, but the Maitre Shechita Azakados. Anyhow, the Ogla Kain al Yadav, the Lohi Shkiku, the Hamid Eidim the Gobba. They didn't say have to be two Eidim there at the Shechita. The Lohi Shkiku, Taylor Eidim, El Ala Enish Mammon, or Mises Bezvin, or Arai, they are meaning, Dobba, Dobba, Mi Mammon. So Rashi has brought two Tsukim. So first of all, the main question is in Gitin, it doesn't bring any Tsukim at all. In Tesis, that is say, Matasuch brings a Pasuk with Sofra. The Ramban brings it. All of the Shining bring it all. Why does Rashi bring two Psukim from? And which you have to do basically with Shechita. We're talking the context over here. So the question is asked by anybody that learns, wants to understand, why do you have to have two Psukim for? What's the Hezbollah that one plus is not enough? Interesting that in the Tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein, though, he was asked that Shaila. He was asked the Shaila Pshat. You know, Ramesha also says, I don't want to praise it, Rosh Hashiva. He asked him, when you learn Rashi, why does Rashi have to throw in two psukim? What's wrong with the Vachta? You know, Tainchol of Korcha, Yachalcha. Why do you need another Pasik? The Shorchad is Ben Abaka. So, Ramesha, you'll find that in the Igus Mesha in Yerodea, Tedek Aleph, Simen Samach Vav. I'll just give you the key to the Tamsus, how he's mazda this. Actually, the person that asked him the Shiloh was one of his Talmudim, was Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. You know, there are two Greenblatts in Memphis.
Sure.
There's Rabbi Lotta, whom I know very well, because he's my landsman from Newark, New Jersey.
Oh.
You know, his father was a hub there.
He was my favorite.
What? All right, there you are, Rabbi Lotta. And also, Ephraim is the nephew. And Ephraim is a big Rabbi. Yeah. Ephraim, you know, hundreds and hundreds of Shilas and Chulas. So, Brian Greenblatt asked him the Shilas, what's that? Why do we have to have these two Psuki? So, Reb Reisha writes, he says the following. Shatila, in the beginning, which Pasuk does the Rashi bring? It says, the Zavachta, Mitzkorcha, Mitzaynchor. He brings that Pasuk. Why? The Zavachta, the Yachalta, because it says, Ulalamdenu, Shili Suri, Maria Chesed Hakasa Sheyesh Lo Lahamino, and the Lo Havikam Mammon. It's not like, in other words, because the person himself is doing the Shechita, and he's eating from it. He's eating from it. He's not talking about it. You know, because as if the Torah is saying, you want to eat from meat, you shech, you know, from the sheep or the bucker, and you'll eat. So he's believed. Because, and he has a cheskes kasher. Meaning he's not someone that is a mumur or a balavei or anything else. So that very fact, that makes it mutter for him to eat from it. Because see, that's the point. The sheles for cheskes kasher shol echot, that I'm saying, which we don't have, you don't need two witnesses. Then Rashi brings a pasuk, nicer, another pasuk. Shalom nechalek, the eichel the asmo, some person that eats for himself, shu cheskes kashus b'maisa liyisurin la'achemin. Now, when it says the shochet is ben abakar, what does Rashi say? The ochlu ha'keinim al yodo. That's for other people. So that's why Rashi brings both sukim. Because if you stop with one pussy, we might say not. The only question you might say the reverse. Why does he could have brought the shochet as Ben Abaka, if he could do it for other people, he could do it for himself. But that's the way Rashi brought it out. That's the way he explained it. Was there heavy crawl, the show has Ben Abaka. So that's the Thompson. If you want to look at the whole Lashon there, take a look at that particular tshuva in that Chalik of Yerudea, Chalik Ala Simon Samad Vav. Now, the question of, let's go back to what I threw out before, the Dean of Eidecha, Nam and Bishurim. He said, Nam and Bishurim. Why Why can't we be left to ask the kasha the other way? We say al pishnayim eidim yochem dover. Why isn't the eid echad neman b'mamon? Why not? He's a thoroughly honest person, you know. We know and everything else. And the only thing that we know that eid echad is neman that has to do maybe with monetary matters is he could be l'chayv ashua. You know, when the Torah says lo yochem eid echad l'chol lov and l'chol kasher, everything else. So the Gemara says, the Eidus lo Yochum, Ava l'shvua, come, he could be Mechayev, somebody at Shvua, and say, you know, say, look, I know that you owe so-and-so money. So the Bezin can't paskin on that basis, because they never said, Reuven owes Shimon money, that Reuven has to pay Shimon. Reuven has to swear. That's a Shvua to Eich. And then there's a big chiddush in the beginning of the Metzia and all the Lamedes, that's the Baram of Wittenberg says that where aid is Messiah, help somebody, he can patter somebody from a shvur. If he's on his side, where normally he would have to have a shvur because of certain reasons, so aid effort, aid a Messiah, that's a different thing. But why isn't he believed by moment? What's the point? So the fakir is this. Is it Mitah Meshaker? Is it because we really don't trust one person when it comes to not only monetary matters, but it also has to do with the fashas, with issues and everything else, you know, all of that. So we're afraid that one person, he might be Meshaker. Or is it very simply, is it Gzeiros HaKosher? Why do you say Gzeiros HaKosher? Take, like the Gemara says, by aiding. By calling it, it's possibly aiding. We can say two svaros why a kohav could be possibly aided. One is, he's a kohav, he's my brother. I'll even lie to help my brother out. That's a seichel. He's not going to say something that'll compromise his brother's honesty or anything. He's liable to say we don't trust him. So that could be the reason. So but the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara, in various places, especially in Balabasa, rejects that. Shari Meisha Ve'ara on our brothers. Now, it's not shy if they're going to lie. They're high above. They can't be Mitam Meshaka. It's a Gzeiros HaKosher. You, Meisha and Aaron, you're the greatest people. You're the honest people. There's no doubt about your integrity. But since Aaron can't say Eidus for Meisha, Meisha can't for him. Kohod is possibly Eidus. So that could be maybe. So the same thing is maybe. By eight echod, is it just Gzeiros HaKosher, or is it Mitam Meshaker? So the Achreinim are divided about this. There's a Seis HaKeshen that says in Simon Lamed and Cheshen Mishvah, Sif Tartan Pesh, that quotes a Shuvas HaRajba, that's that part of the Rajba, there's a section of the Shuvas HaRajba, Ham Yuchoses LaRamban. It's a thin safer, but there are some very famous shuvas there from that are ascribed to the Ramban. But they're quoted from the Rajba, the Ramban was the Rebbe of the Rajba, whatever it is. So in that one of them he says very clearly that it's because of Mitam Meshaker. And Eid Echad is we don't treat these choshev. One person, you know, he's not. When two people are involved, that's something different. And who discussed that? One of the great Rashi Yeshiva years ago, Rabbi Berzal, commentator of Rashi Yeshiva, in the Sefer Birchas Shmuel, on the Sechta Git and Simer Vachov, he has this sekira. He says, Mikvar Chorkarti Dos. I was dealing with this, you know, a brisk the penetration of profundity goes deep. Umatsofi Batesus HaRosh, found a Rishon. Jesus Harosh Legitim Shenitzas Baruch Hashem Michodesh. New swearing came out in his time. The Inyan Kushas Atesus Ala Gemara, where the Gemara brings in Gitim, where a aid Kusi, who is a Chacham, and there's an aid Yisroel, so the aid Kusi is signed first, and the aid Yisroel. So the Gemara wants to say over there, the Elad, the Kusi Chodor, if it wouldn't be the I remember the Kusis Oshaila, whether it's Geri Emes or Geri Avoyas, was he a Jew, is he not a Jew, what's his status, but he's a Chover, a Kenlelon, he knows the law and everything else, is lo havi masin le mikame. He wouldn't, in other words, how come he have them sign first over there? So Tesis asks, and Tesis Rush asks, and he said, well, look, the whole star, so who are you going to rely on? On the Yisrael. Mitzrayim apum adachad Yisrael dachosin v'desayim. So what does Tesis Rush say? Yesh reitzim l'dad deik mikan, mai shahat sricha teira deiz eidim, la mishum dachad choshuv l'shaka.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. He says differently. Not that it's such a style of sheker. Ela de gzeres melaku. Ki de omar da be kreving meishri alen la mishum de lo mehen. Not because of Magali. But that's the way it is. So that's the shiva. That's the whole machlekes that you have with that. Now there are other chikiras. We have to stop now really. But an interesting chikira you could find, I mean, more discussion about this, so I ran off a sheet. You look at the Goros Ashri in the first, on the first Perek of Kulin, where he talks back and forth about the Din of Eid Echad Nem and Bishurin. Again, where he's Chazik Yitzur and Lo, and he's quoting there, he quotes the Rabbeinu Lezer Nes and so forth. So there's another Chakira, I'll leave you with that. You'll find it in the Sefer, there are Shiurin, which have finally been printed from the Rav of Soloveitchik Zal on Yerodeah. So one of the shiurim is there on that sefer in Siman Yud Beis, supposing like this by Eidus, Kevin Shehigit Shuvan Yechazer Magid. Once the Eidus, real Eidus in the court and by Bezim, once they say the Eidus, they can't have to offer. Kevin Shehigit. Otherwise, you'll never get anywhere. You know, in fact, you have a hobble in the civil court. They talk about recanting of witnesses. Is it acceptable? Is it not acceptable? You know, they're under oath. They're under all that. It's a very severe thing. Chazal learned Perush about that. What about an eid effort? Can there be chazora by an eid effort? And he gives a reason. Yeshlo amash. Amasa means a reason. And to give an example, there's one example that's brought in Yerodeah where a sheikh, and he makes a mark on the behemah that it's available. Right. Later on, he comes and says it's kosher. So is he believed or not? Like this, can he recount? So, you know, there seems to be accepted that he can since he gave an amasa. Why did he say that? He didn't want anybody else to eat from it. That's the idea of the Amasra. I mean, that's the type of thing. So there's a whole discussion actually in the Achronim about this. And there's more about the general principle of Eid Echad Nisurim. You look in your day and Siman Kukhov Zion as the Dean of Eid Echad Nisurim, especially there in the Ramor, and there the Shach, you have the Taz, and the Shach responds to the Taz in his Pelish Nakuda Saketa, which, you know, rebuts the Taz on qualifications of Eid Echad. But we'll stop there. We'll have a shiur on this for Sunday.
There'll be a shiur next
week. But after that...
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Chicago Rabbinical Council
has left the conference.
Chicago Rabbinical Council.